This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom and Anthony today.
Hello.
Today is the 1st of July. In the old calendar, it was the Feast of the Precious Blood of Jesus. So we're going to sing, Oh, the blood of Jesus. It washes white as snow. There's healing in the blood of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Healing in the blood of Jesus. Healing in the blood.
Of Jesus.
It washes white as snow. In the old calendar, July 1st was the Feast of the Precious Blood of Jesus. We celebrate that feast every day because we have been washed clean by grace of the blood of Jesus. It is the blood that maketh an atonement for sin. The blood only that maketh an atonement for sin. Are you blood washed today on the 1st of July? Have you been washed clean with the blood of Jesus? When you receive the Eucharist, do you know you are receiving the body, blood, soul, and divinity of the Lord Jesus Christ? Do not make the receiving of the Eucharist habitual, that you forget what's happening. It's awesome. It's receiving Jesus, the same Jesus that the saints are looking at in heaven. It's receiving Jesus. It's speaking to Jesus. July 1st is the Feast of the Blood of Jesus in the old calendar. But we preach the blood every day, every single day. We do what other people don't do. They don't preach the blood. And the blood is our healing. It's the atonement for our sin. The blood is everything. And it's so sad that people don't preach the power of the blood. And it's so sad that they took away on July 1st the feast of the blood of Jesus.
In the blood of Jesus, there is your healing. There is your redemption. There is a new life for you. The blood of Jesus cleanses all your sins, but it cleanses away the wound from the sins. In the blood of Jesus, our old life is washed away. We are made anew. For Jesus came to make you a new creation. He came to give you a new life. He came to reveal the Father's heart. And when you plead the blood of Jesus over you in the spiritual realm, there is protection that the demonic cannot touch you. And there's also just a flushing away of your past. I see in the spirit, even as Father's preaching, the blood of Jesus spiritually is washing over you. And not only is your sins being washed away, but the consequence to the sins, the woundedness that came with the sins. And the blood of Jesus is releasing you into something fresh today.
Hallelujah. 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 It's all about the blood. There is no forgiveness without the blood of Jesus. When we go to confession, one of the saints said, I'm going under the blood. I'm going under the blood. That's what it's all about. Yesterday, I heard confessions almost all day yesterday. And the people were going under the blood. The blood of Jesus maketh an atonement for our sins. And you see, this is real. This is real. And not many people preach the blood. They say, well, that's kind of icky. No, it's not icky. It's salvation. Salvation to those that are Jews first, and then to the Gentiles, as St. Paul says. This is real. I'm so glad to be on radio because I know Jewish people listen to me in secret. I know people that have not converted over to Christianity listen to me in secret. And, you know, we've got to preach and make it clear that it's by the blood of Jesus that we are forgiven, that maketh an atonement for our sins, that is our healing, that is our deliverance. We overcome the devil through the word of God and through the blood of Jesus and the word of our testimony. That's how we overcome the devil, through the word of our testimony and the blood of Jesus.
Yeah, I'm sitting with my friend here. He came from Las Vegas, Jake. He was Jewish, listening to Father Tom in secret. He encountered the Blessed Mother. She took him right to Jesus. He became Catholic, and now he's on fire. Yesterday, we were sitting in Father Tom and Jake, we were sitting in the chapel with Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament, the Eucharist, praying a rosary. And then Jake, why don't you tell him what we did out for the first time after the rosary?
Well, the first time after the rosary, I did my first confession.
I went under the blood. How did you feel walking out of that chapel?
Oh, I felt incredible. I felt amazing. Like everything just washed away all over me.
Hallelujah.
It was absolutely amazing.
Father Tom took him right through it. He came out glowing with the power of God. He came out a new man, washed anew in the blood of Jesus. I could see he had a little pep in his step, a little smile on his face, because every sin that he committed since he had his first baptism washed away in the blood of Jesus through confession, right, Father?
Amen. Amen. And it's always that way. When people go to confession, they're under the blood. And so many people have stopped going to confession. They say, I can confess to God alone. Well, you know, when we sin against God and against his people because it's one body. Therefore, we need to go to God and with the people to confess our sin and to do penance and to amend our lives by the power of grace. It's all about grace, 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 grace. I speak to you today because it's the grace of God that gives me the ability to speak. It's the grace of God that gives Anthony the ability to speak. We do not prepare before we start. We just start with the scripture, and we see where God wants to lead us. This is the way this ministry has developed for 40 years. This is the way it is, and this is the way we continue to do it. God knows what you need. I don't know what you need, but God leads us to speak. So many times we've received letters. You said exactly what I needed to hear today. How did you know it? I didn't know it. We just did what God was calling us to do. We preached the gospel for that day. And so many times they tell me, you preached what I needed to hear that day.
That's because we just asked Jesus to come speak through us. We make ourselves open and available to be a vessel for the Lord Jesus Christ. We are created to be nothing besides an empty vessel for God. And the best plan is no plan. Father's in the car. He's on the way to an appointment. I'm in the radio room. He said, I'm calling in. I said, what are we talking about? He said, the blood. And we just say, let the river flow, Lord. Let the blood come over every listener. Let Jesus just cleanse you today. You know, sitting in front of the Eucharist, going to confession, they're just such graces. Like, I love confession. I love the Eucharist so much. And, you know, do we need them to go to heaven? I don't know. It's not up for me. I don't know. I think we're saved by Jesus. But to not have those graces is amazing. It's only the enemy that tries to put in your head, well, I don't need this, or tries to make it a bad thing or turning you against it. If God presented me with the greatest gift, Jesus in the Eucharist, confession, walk out, cleansed my sin, like, how could I ever say no? When I first came to God, I was so stuck in sin and so much stuff on me. And every day I would walk into confession. I'd pray the rosary and the Blessed Mother would speak to me things I needed to confess. And not only every day I would walk out there out of confession and the weight of the world was off my shoulders. And not only was I being forgiven for my sin, but the sacramental grace would come into my soul. And I could feel my soul, the woundedness, being healed. The reasons why I was sinning, being healed. And God transformed me in 2 or 3 months from nothing to everything. And it was just the I'm sure some of the priests were like, oh no, it's Anthony again. But I'm like, you can't keep me out of the booth. It's a portal to heaven. I walk in heavy, and I walk out of there a free man, filled with the glory of God.
This is reality. This is reality. And so many people have stopped going to confession. So many Catholics have said, well, what sins do I commit? The scripture says if we say we do not sin, we make God a liar. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. All. And you know what? The righteous man falls 7 times a day. You just don't know your sin. You need to ask the Holy Spirit, reveal my sin. The first sin would be pride when I say I don't sin. That's pride. You might say, I don't know my sins. Would you reveal them to me, Lord, so that I can confess them? Because I don't know them at this point. So, Holy Spirit, reveal to me that which offends God and that which offends people.
The Bible says the Holy Spirit leads us into all truth. The Holy Spirit, He reveals the thoughts of God. Who can know the thoughts of man besides the Spirit of man? But who can know the thoughts of God besides the Spirit of God? So without the Holy Spirit, you cannot know God's mind. You cannot know what God is thinking and what God is revealing to you. We have the scriptures, which is amazing. But without the Holy Spirit, we can't be led into all truth, day by day, moment by moment. Because today, the Spirit of God wants to lead you down a journey with Him. He has divine appointments for you. He has new realms of His glory, of His peace. And the Holy Spirit allows you to hear God and gives you an interior voice. The Holy Spirit reveals Jesus. Without the Holy Spirit, we cannot know Jesus. Without the Holy Spirit, we cannot know Jesus. Just without knowing Jesus, we cannot be connected to the Father. It's a Trinity, and they work in perfect union. The Holy Spirit, He's a counselor. He comes to counsel you with God's wisdom. Holy Spirit, I pray right now that you are release yourself upon each and every person listening. Let them hear and know intimately the thoughts and the words of God. I pray that everyone can hear that interior voice in your heart, that God is speaking through you, instructing you, and directing your life. Jesus said, I will not leave you orphans. I will send down my Spirit. And that Spirit wants to intimately guide and direct your life. You know, and what the Spirit, where He guides me every day, is to the Eucharist.
Come, Holy Spirit, come, and from Thy celestial home, shed a ray of light divine. Come, Thou Father of the poor. Come, Thou source of all our store. Come within our bosom shine. Thou of comfort is the best. Thou the soul's most welcome guest. Sweet refreshment here below. In our labor rest most sweet. In our coolness give us your heat. On our sins give us forgiveness. This is what it's all about. The wonderful Holy Spirit. Oh God, every time a miracle happens, it's through the power of the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. Every time a miracle happens, and miracles should be happening every day. Benny Hinn says more Catholics receive miracles than anybody else because they expect miracles when they go to shrines. And he's right. But you don't have to go to a shrine. I remember saying to the Lord before I became a priest, why do I have to go to Lourdes to get a miracle? You're God Almighty here. I need the same miracle that they ask for in Lourdes. I'll never get to Lourdes, but the word of God said, ask, you shall receive. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and the door will be open. I remember going to Lourdes once, and the priest exposed the Blessed Sacrament. And you know what he said? Oh, he was so foolish. He said to the people, don't expect a miracle. Was so foolish, that priest, because everyone in that chapel was there for a miracle. And he just put the kibosh on it. Don't expect a miracle. I tell you, expect a miracle, because God and Christ, our Lord Jesus, is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Expect a miracle. You said, but I've been praying for this miracle for 3 years. Well, that'll be 4 years before you get it. Keep on asking. God is above time. God does not have time. Keep on asking. Ask for that miracle. Don't stop asking. Ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door will be open to you.
The word of God, it never comes back void. The word of God is 100% truth. Let me explain to you why sometimes we need to pray for years and years before we receive the grace of the miracle. It's because every time we pray, it creates a void in our soul for us to be able to receive what we're praying for. As we pray, every time, the Lord wants to see perseverance from us. The Lord, if we pray for everything and we just get it immediately, we're going to be nonchalant with the Lord. We're not going to receive his grace. It's about our soul. So every time you pray for something, every time you persevere, every time you release a prayer to heaven, it's creating a space within you for God to be able to deposit what you're praying for. You might be praying for something, but there's no room in your soul to receive it. And God needs to take you through a process, through to see you persevere, through the emptying, through the sanctification, where now there's a space within you to be able to receive what God wants to give you. And God's will is to give you all the graces of heaven. Ephesians says we are already blessed with every heavenly grace in Christ Jesus. Paul also says in Ephesians we are already seated next to Christ Jesus. You know, so God cannot give us anything we are not ready to receive. Are we persevering in prayer? Are we strong in the spirit that we have, you know, faith? We're made righteous through faith. So how righteous are we? Are we going by sight or are we going by the word of God? Are we going by our circumstance that, yes, it doesn't look in the physical like God's hand is there, but the word of God says Jesus will never leave me even till the end of time. Knock and I will open the door for you. Are we knocking? Are we knocking on the door of heaven? Every day I wake up, I try to get in the chapel, get with Jesus in the Eucharist, and I'm knocking. I'm knocking like SWAT team at Jesus, banging down the door, saying, Jesus, today, thank you for the breath of God you put into me. Thank you that I have another day with you, Lord. Thank you for all the graces you are going to release upon me, because all I want is everything for you. God gives us what we have the faith to receive. And God wants us to have expectant faith. If we wake up today and we're like, it's a normal day, it might be a normal day. Because God has given us the great to bind and loose and to create with the power of his spirit on this earth. But do you wake up today, give it a shout? Oh, thank you, Lord, for today. Thank you for the fire of God. Thank you for your divine appointments. Thank you for the miracles you're going to work through me. Thank you for the new realms of your glory and your fire and your love that you're releasing to me. Because once you do that, it opens a window of heaven. And God's able to deposit everything he wants in your soul. The shout breaks things wide open, right, Father?
Yes, it does. I want to tell you about Elizabeth and Zechariah. They stopped praying for a child. She had gone through the change of life. But that prayer was ever before God. The prayer that you pray has a life of its own. It is ever before God. Ever before God now. The prayer that you prayed 3 years ago is ever before God. That prayer has a life of its own in the kingdom of God. And the Lord tells us we need to ask. You say, but I've been asking that my child would turn away from drugs. Keep on asking, because a mother's prayer is always answered. A mother's prayer is always answered. Keep on asking. Keep on believing. Tell God how much you need him to work in your son's life. You see, your son needs Jesus. When anyone comes into my office to speak with me and they've heard me on the radio for the first time, I tell them, you know what you need? They said, tell me. You need Jesus. Because that's without right. Jesus, you can't do anything. So we're going to pray that Jesus come into your heart, that Jesus come and forgive your sins, that Jesus become alive in you. And you know, I do that with people, even people that are ordained. Why not? Because the scripture says, I stand at the door and knock. Anyone who opens the door, I will come in and have supper with them.
But are you hungry?
It's wonderful to ask Jesus to come in. I still ask him to come in. He came in so many years ago, but he comes in every day. I tell him, oh, Jesus, how much I need you today. I cannot do without you today. Come and beckon me. Come and dwell within my heart anew because I love you. How many times have you told Jesus you love him? I love you, Jesus. I'm not ashamed to tell you that I love you. I'm not ashamed to tell people that I love Jesus. I love him, but you want to know what? He is in love with us.
Jesus looked at them and said, with man, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible. Anything is possible at any time. We want to be present to Jesus every second of every day. The past is gone. The future isn't real. All that is right here and right now. You know, are we being present to Jesus, and is he living his life through us? He has such an exciting life for you. Last night, me, Jules, and Jake, we were out, had a late dinner. Before Jake leave, we had dinner in Boston, 1:30, 2 in the morning. We went to Method Old Mile, and we started praying for the people doing drugs and on the streets and releasing the kingdom of God upon them. You know, used to be in the nightclubs, now we're releasing the kingdom of God, because life with Jesus is exciting. What is more exciting than see heaven come into earth, seeing someone saved, seeing someone healed, seeing a miracle happen? Maybe not a physical miracle, but the miracle of salvation. The miracle of standing in the gap as Jesus. That letting Jesus operate through you. That there's nothing more exciting than a life with Jesus. But we need to receive his love, so his love can flow from you. The devil, his only goal is to keep you from understanding who you are in Christ and keeping you in a small little place trapped inside yourself. Jesus said, I have come to give you life and life abundantly. I have come for expansion. When you surrender your life to Jesus, he crowns you with the Holy Spirit. And when you're crowned with the Holy Spirit, that is a spirit of truth and expansion. And every moment of every day becomes exciting. Because with Jesus directing your life, at any time, anything can happen.
Amen. We prayed with the cook who cooks for us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. She had a back problem. We prayed, and her back was healed. She doesn't even know it was Jesus who healed her back, because she has no more pain anymore. She just thinks it happened. It was Jesus who healed her back,
That's
not
right.
us. We have no healing power of our own. The only thing we have is what we have been given. And, you know, you have been given the power to bring healing to people. Yes, you have been given that power. But you will not see it until you release it and pray for people. That's what it's all about. Not only Father and Anthony praying for people, but you praying for people, believing in the name of Jesus that he's going to heal people because he loves them. You say, but I don't have that power. You have been given that power at baptism and through faith. You just need to exercise that power. You don't have very much of a muscle because you've not exercised that power. Keep on exercising that power, and you'll build faith muscles, and you'll start believing all that God can do. But it starts with you to start asking in the name of Jesus. God bless you.
Holy Spirit, we pray that you pour out your fire. Jesus, pour out your blood over every listener. Father, pour out your love and your glory in your kingdom. Today, Jesus, encounter each and every person. I'm speaking to you. I'm speaking to you. Today, Jesus wants to encounter you in a fresh way with all the power of heaven. But are you open to receive everything God wants to give you? God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners. So please help as the Lord leads you. Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. In Season and Out of Season.